Welcome back, everybody. It ain't one love in the big, brutal bill, I'll tell you that much. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My special guest this half hour is Bobby Kogan of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. He's their senior director in charge of federal budget policy. Thanks again, Bobby, for being here. I wanted to go kind of head on at this premise for so many of these cuts. As an economist and a lawyer and someone that worked in government, there are always places for government to be more efficient, more effective, more transparent, and stop the very few people who abuse systems. However, there are ways to actually test and audit systems to determine how much fraud is occurring. And these systems are, in fact, tested all of the time. They all have independent inspectors general under all these executive branch departments. The state conducts audits. It's random sampling of beneficiaries, right? They'll pull a name. And depending on how large the number of beneficiaries and the dollar value of beneficiaries, they'll pull more, right? It's a randomized sample driven by statistics. They'll pull it out and be like, all right, let's follow this down and make sure, hey, is this person actually eligible? Are they receiving the correct amount? They'll do all of that. They do it all the time. We know from those analyses that in the state of Wisconsin, this program has been both incredibly effective and incredibly efficient from a dollar perspective with very low levels of fraud. What I just, as a level set, wanted to ask you is, I have yet to see a single verifiable set of audit analyses or other analyses presented by a Republican to prove systemized fraud, waste, and abuse in any of these programs that we're talking about. It is very easy to come up with the extreme one-off example of the bad actor and the fraudster. Donald Trump pardons fraudsters today. He does it every day. There's always bad actors in every sector of our economy and life that do bad things. The one-off example does not prove a point about systemic fraud or waste or abuse or inefficiencies. I haven't seen a single thing like that in any of these programs. Every bit of analysis that I've seen from nonpartisan outfits, from the CBO and inspectors general, prove exactly the opposite. Do you know of anything, or is this actual? I mean, that's a fact question. Is there systemized fraud, waste, and abuse in the emergency food assistance program? They've not provided any evidence that there is, have they?
Yeah, I mean, the reason you haven't found it is that it doesn't exist. I would say they do two kind of things that I think are fundamentally misleading in this space. Number one, they take the error rate and they pretend it's the like fraud
rate.
Fraudulent.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. And you can get an error. First of all, you get an error for underpaying, and then they, just to make it up, let's say you have 1% overpayment, 1% underpayment. They treat that as a 2%
error rate. It's additive. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Instead of the net dollar effect of the errors. Yes, we could do the stat nerd stuff on this quite a bit.
Yeah, and then they also if you mischeck a box, they consider that an error. But if everything kind of worked correctly, even if you were correctly signed up and everything, if you have mischecked a box or whatever, then it is considered an error. And so they take basically these inflated numbers and pretend that it's fraud. And then the other big thing that they do that's fundamentally misleading is we deliberately let the error rate slide up during COVID when it was really tough to track people's income.
Verify.
And we said, yeah, and we said we would rather pay a little bit too much and make sure than keep out people in the middle of a pandemic, right? And so that was a deliberate decision.
And let's be clear about that. There is no business on planet Earth that runs without some inefficiencies, without some employee, without somebody juicing the system. Every person listening to my voice right now can be like, oh yeah, that was that guy at my office. Yeah, he was always like working the angle. That exists everywhere. But if the purpose of the program is to keep families from going hungry, to ensure people have health insurance, they have dignified retirements, you don't punish the fat of the bell curve in a cruel and inhumane way because you've got the one guy that's the bad actor, right? Like, that just, it doesn't make any sense, even from an absolute dollar or percentage basis. And I wanted to give people this statistic, Bobby, before we run out of time. Pre-pandemic, again, for the reason that Bobby just explained, we'd rather err on the side of caution and make sure American and Wisconsin families are fed than shut it down and have more people that legitimately qualified going hungry. Pre-pandemic, they can do an assessment of how many families in the state are food eligible based on income tax filings. 92% of eligible families in the state of Wisconsin were enrolled in SNAP and properly receiving their benefits. What is going to happen is more and more tens of thousands of families will go hungry. What are the dollars that we're talking about? Want everybody to think, if you even know, if you're so lucky that you don't know what your household's budget is, guess what? You're top 10%. I'm not talking about you. For people that actually have to calculate this stuff, think in your head, how much do you spend in a month on groceries? Here's the SNAP benefit. The average SNAP benefit in the state of Wisconsin for an average household, $257 a month. I challenge anyone to go out and buy all the food you need for a single person, for an average household, for $257 a month. What are we doing? Bobby, what do you want people to know? What should they do about this?
The most important thing you can do is, if you have a Republican representative, call them. And if you have family members who live in you know, red states, you should have them call. This would be something that would kick millions of people off of their healthcare, millions of people off their food assistance, and we shouldn't let that happen.
Thanks so much, Bobby Kogan, Senior Director for Federal Budget Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. When we come back, it is time for Broad Appeal, female amazing broads running for office, making things better for your community and mine, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.